Hello everyone, and welcome to the first export of GenSTEM. I'm your host, Neha Kanigenti, and I'm so excited to finally kick off this podcast. To all of you who are familiar with GenSTEM, GenSTEM is a podcast that discusses all the current events and new discoveries happening in the STEM field. We also discuss tips and advice for aspiring STEM professionals. You can also watch our trailer in order to learn more about the podcast down below. As you can tell from the title, for the first export, we're going to discuss tips for remote internships and how to land one. We'll also talk about how to make the most out of them and how to ace those virtual interviews. This topic is really relevant and useful, especially during these times. So if you're interested in learning more, please continue listening. And keep in mind that these tips can be applied to regular internships too. Due to the pandemic, many internships are being transferred into being remote and virtual. So there are many remote internships being offered right now, and you might as well take advantage of it. Internships are a great way for you to increase your work experience and boost your resume. And when it comes to STEM internships, they're no different. There are also powerful learning experiences and a great way for you to get your career started. I can go on and on about the benefits of internships, but I'm pretty sure all of you are already aware of them. So let's talk about how to land one instead. My first tip for you may seem kind of obvious, but it's to apply. Don't hesitate to apply for internships you're interested in. Many people hesitate to apply because they feel that they're underqualified or unqualified for the position. Believe in yourself and know what you're capable of. You should at least give it a shot, since you don't have anything to lose anyway. Well, you might be wondering, well, Neha, where are some STEM internships being offered right now? Some internships at the top of my head include the ones from Generation She, Hack Plus, and Energy Mag. Generation She is looking for interns to work on projects related to content design, research, future initiatives, and more. On the other hand, Hack Plus is looking for 3 remote software development interns to work on their internal systems. If you're interested in research in renewable energy, I would highly recommend Energy Mag. Energy Mag are looking for interns that want to increase the share of renewable energy in the world, learn about the energy storage industry, and get work experience. These are just some examples of internships being offered that I can think of, and you can find many more online. When it comes to finding internships, I would recommend sites like Chegg or Indeed. Do some research in advance and apply to them by going through their online process and submitting your resume. You can also find internships on platforms like LinkedIn, where you connect with a network of professionals and be informed of all of the internships available online. Another really effective technique is you can also cold email different startups and reach out to different companies. If you don't know what cold emailing is, it's basically when you email a professional you don't know, build a relationship with them, and eventually ask them for an internship. Again, you have nothing to lose, so don't be afraid to cold email different places. By sending a cold email, you're showing extra initiative and interest in working for this specific person or business, and employers really like that. In your cold email, make sure to include your name, the school you're attending, the topics and subjects you're interested in, an explanation of why you would be a good fit to that specific company, and your experience. Make sure your email is short and personalized for that specific internship that you're applying for. So for example, if you're applying to a coding internship, let's say, briefly mention all the coding experience you have, and don't forget to attach your resume to the email. And remember, your resume should highlight your experience and achievements. If you have less than 10 years of experience, which I'm probably guessing you do, then your resume should be within a page. I would also highly recommend all of you to apply for local startups in your area, because they're always in need of help, especially during times like these. Almost every startup appreciates free help and will be glad to take you in. Some businesses and companies require you to go through a virtual interview in order to get the internship. I know for a fact that Energy Mag is doing this, but other remote internships also require this. When it comes to virtual interviews, here are a few tips on how to ace them. First of all, research the company beforehand so you're well aware of the company's mission and what exactly they do, so you'll be well informed and up to date during the interview. This will again show that you're interested in the company and want to be a part of it. Second of all, you should also dress up. You don't have to wear a suit necessarily, but try to be as formal as you can. And especially don't wear your PJs to the interview.
Third of all, you should also try to sign in early for the interview. Don't sleep in and miss your interview. And I cannot stress this enough, but make sure you have an alarm that reminds you of the interview at least 15 minutes beforehand. And when you log on to the interview, don't expect the interviewer to take the lead. So I think that our traditional schooling often teaches us to be passive and let the teachers take the lead. So when it comes to interviewing, people often think the interviewer is like the teacher and will lead the interview. But that's not how it works. You have to lead the conversation yourself. It's an opportunity for you to show your leadership skills, and it will also let the interviewer know that you don't need to be micromanaged. And it will also show that you won't always be waiting to be told what to do, but instead you'll take initiative. The next tip is that you should also know the common questions that you'll be asked and be prepared to answer them. Some common questions are, what's your biggest accomplishment? What's an example of a time you turned a problem around? Why do you want this internship? What is your management style? When it comes to responding to these questions, don't hesitate to brag about your achievements and make eye contact with the interviewer. I will guarantee you that most interviews will end with this question. Do you have any questions for me? Many people often make the mistake of saying no. But instead, you should be asking them any questions you have. You should ask them questions like, is there anything you wish you knew about the company before you applied? Or what's the policy on working on remote compared to working on site? Is there anything that is not listed on the job application that would be useful for this job? Remember, this is your opportunity for you to connect with your interviewer and show them your interest in the company. And let's say you land a remote internship. Now what? I encourage all of you to make the most out of the internship. I know that since it's remote, it's easy to lose focus and then treat it like homework. But you should treat it like a regular internship and set dedicated time aside to work. Try to bring various ideas to the table and participate. This means turning on your camera and talking during meetings. Especially since it's virtual, it is important for you to engage in calls and make yourself more than just a name on the screen. Make sure you join as many events as you can in order to learn more about your team and company. When it comes to remote internships, you can't get significant face-to-face time with your mentor. So it's up to you to make sure that you're on top of communicating. You should try to connect with your mentors and ask them whether they prefer email, text, call, or another form of communication first. I know that since you're new to the team and working with full-time employees who are well-versed in the projects, it's easy to get overwhelmed. But it's better for you to get your questions answered early than to be left confused and waste your time wondering what to do later. So if you have any questions, you should email your mentor or whatever form of communication they said they preferred and ask them for help. Remember, the biggest benefit to any internship is getting the real-life experience. And the only way for you to grow and improve is if you learn from what you don't know. So don't be afraid to ask for help. And who knows, maybe you can even get a letter of recommendation written for you if you do a good job. There is no reason why working remotely should hold you back from any advantages of a traditional work environment. You should aim to connect with your colleagues and mentors. And most importantly, take valuable lessons away from your experience. I'm going to start to wrap up this episode now. I'm hopeful that you learned how to land a remote internship and how to make the most out of it. Maybe you even learned a few tips on how to ace your next virtual interview. If you want more information on this topic, visit our website, nehakanigenti.wixite.com/genstem. nehakanigenti.wixsite.com/genstem. I will be writing a blog on remote internships sometime this week. So if you're interested, feel free to check it out. And if any of you are starting a remote internship soon, or you already did, good luck and I hope you make the most out of your experience. But if you don't have an internship yet, I hope you find one. If you liked this week's episode, please subscribe to my channel and stay in tune for the next episode. And if there's any topic you want to be discussed on GenStem, or you have any questions about the podcast, please feel free to email the topic to genstemblog@gmail.com. GENSTEMB blog@gmail.com. I'm open to any new ideas, and I'll try to respond to them as soon as possible. I cannot wait to see you all next week. And in the meantime, keep learning and stay curious.